Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Mike and I are on the same page. You know, he came off after they kicked the field goal, and he was pissed off. He just said, "We got to F and go," you know. And I agree, you know. So me and him on the same page. We, you know, there's no animosity there at all. We're on the same page. We got to win.
Russell Wilson, a little blow up on the sideline. Mike Purcell, was that the guy, the name of the player for Denver, his teammate, right? Kind of yelled at him on the sideline. It was all over Twitter the other day. A little video clip. Yeah, things are going real well in Denver. Thanks for hanging out with us. 803-0550 to join us. And it is time for, you know, what? You ready, Joe? You ready? We all ready? Okay, let's hit Fancy Open.
It's time for Howard to pick the
the Bills. It means absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's just fun.
And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there have been caught.
Picking the Bills to win the Super Bowl.
Oh my God. You're doing what?
They're the best team in football right now.
Each and every one of them who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's just a stupid exercise. It's completely random. Please. Don't try and overthink it.
On WGR.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
Sports Radio 550.
That's good in the same open. I never realized that. I went from it's just fun to getting really upset about people getting carried away and picked Bills.
Speaking of Seinfeld.
Yes.
I caught earlier this morning on the show, I referred to the idea of Odell Beckham as the Beckham. And you repeated it and said, I'm still in on the Beckham. Beckham. And it's like, kind of like the Drake.
The Drake.
Yeah. Like, I love the Beckham.
I love the Drake.
Do you want the Beckham?
I want the Beckham.
I still want the Beckham. I think the Bills should be all in on the Beckham. So, like, great, let's everyone just refer to it as the Beckham from now on.
Yeah. I've been watching it again on Netflix. It's so funny.
You know, you like start a sentence. I started to say the Beckham sweepstakes, and I just never got to sweepstakes. And you just jumped on it.
Beckham.
The Beckham.
Yeah.
If the Bills get the Beckham, we'll have to redo pick the Bills.
Yes.
I agree on that.
All right. Bills, Patriots, Thursday night football, Amazon Prime, Herb Street and Al Michaels. Yeah.
Hang on, because I forgot to say that Pick the Bills is brought to you by Admar Construction Equipment and Supplies. Equipment you need when you need it. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
By the way, if they sign Beckham, he'll have to pick the Bills next year.
Yes.
Like next year's schedule. We already have a lot of the opponents.
That's a good idea. Will Kirk Herb Street on the broadcast on Thursday say that Ohio State should be in the college football playoff?
One.
No. No. 1,000%. No. At least he had Michigan in his top four.
I bet he says it.
That had to hurt.
He'll make some reference to that, yes.
Bills Patriots.
Ooh, are we going to do celebrity in the crowd in Foxborough? Mark Wahlberg?
We thought about it.
We actually said Mark Wahlberg.
Did you?
Right. Bill Burr came up.
How many times will Steve Belichick be on the camera?
A lot.
4.5.
He always is. He's sometimes more than Bill Belichick.
Isn't he? Is he the play caller or co-play caller on defense? Anyway, whatever. I digress.
Ben Affleck.
Ooh. Ooh. Anyway, Thursday night. You're saying they're playing New England?
Yes.
All right. So here's what I think. I said this earlier. There's one thing I'm really, really worried about. I think Josh is going to play well. Whatever New England tries to do, whether it's man-to-man defense, if you do that, good luck trying to shut down Diggs. If it's zone, whatever. They've tried different strategies against him these last couple years, and especially the last two games, failed miserably at what they've tried to do to stop him, right? I think Josh is going to have a good game. I think they're going to come back, and I think they're going to have a good passing game. My only concern, my biggest concern, I should say, is Matthew Judon and their pass rush disrupting Josh and the offense, because Judon's really good, and the Bills did a really good job against him last year at the end of the season, but his numbers really dropped off. He wasn't at full strength, and he wasn't the factor I think he can be. If he's matched up predominantly against Spencer Brown, that's problematic. Bills are going to have to do something to help out Spencer Brown. Chips, doubles, or, you know, Josh, move Josh around, get the ball out, whatever. I really worry about him and their pass rush disrupting Wise and Judon and the front, really screwing up the Bills' offense. That's my main concern for this game. Having said that, I think Josh will be able to make plays. I think they're going to be able to make some plays against that secondary. I think New England's record has been fattened up by beating up on bad teams. When they've played the better quarterbacks and the better teams, their defense gets beat up pretty good. I don't have the stat in front of me. Joe, you might have retweeted, or one of you guys, I think, tweeted it out, pointed it out to me recently.
It's like 28 points per game against the good quarterbacks.
And 300-something passing yards. Yeah. And then when they play, you know, Goff, Trubisky, some of the other guys they've played, it's like 8 points a game. It's night and day when they play the better quarterbacks.
So the Bills better score 30 points.
Yeah, if the Bills are in the Trubisky-Goff category, that's not
a
good
problems.
Thing. Yeah. So I think the Bills are going to win. I feel really good about this matchup. I think they'll win. I think it'll be a close game. I think it's going to be – it's not a no-punt game. It's not a blowout in the second half game. I think it's going to be tight, and the Bills will win. And you know what? I'm going to say they win by about 10 points.
Okay. Bills win and cover. Home Jets.
So I watched a lot of the Jets game the other day. Yeah, the Jets' defense is super good. It's really, really good. And, you know, their weapons now on offense, which I think we all thought they had good skill position weapons. What was dragging them down? The quarterback. Mike White came in and they looked like a different offense. I don't think Mike White can sustain that. I don't think Mike White is coming in here and playing the way he did against the Chicago Bears, where he was near perfect. I mean, he really played a great game for them. So I'll take the Bills to win that game, because I just don't see... I think the Bills will come up with an idea to handle the Jets' front, which they didn't have at the Meadowlands. And I just don't see Mike White having that game that he did against the Bears' defense, which is not very good these days.
Bills, Dolphins, Saturday night, Sunday night. We don't yet know. We'll probably know in about a week, right?
Yeah,
the
that's
Tuesday
right.
before.
Yeah,
if today's the deadline to find out about the Jets game, which right. we don't expect to be flexed, then a week from today, or even, I guess, Monday. Bills Dolphins.
Yeah, somewhere early next week we would find out about that.
There's a good story. Marcel Louis-Jacques had a story from the Dolphins that Tua last year was... His confidence was so low. Mm-hmm. Did you see this report?
I kind of... It's just someone had to tell me you're doing a good job or something.
He used to stand in front of the mirror and like look himself in the mirror and ask himself, do I suck? Am I bad? You know, he's a high draft pick. He comes in the NFL. He doesn't have big numbers. Everybody doubts him. And he really wondered, do I suck?
Yeah.
And Mike McDaniel found out about that. And when he went in for, like, the first meeting with Tua, he put together a long number, like 7 hour comes to my mind. It probably wasn't 7 hours or 700 plays or whatever. A long highlight reel of Tua wow. doing really good things.
That's good. That's
and said like,
smart.
Buddy, you're awesome.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about this. And it just kind of points to McDaniel, the change. If we're going to sit here and talk about what Tage Thompson did mm-hmm. between Ralph Kruger and Don Granato, mm-hmm. then what Tua Tagovailoa has done between Brian Flores and, I should say, the offensive coordinator at the time,
yeah.
and Mike McDaniel, I think he should be the coach of the year over Sirianni, over pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
For what he's turned that offense into. So, anyway, there's that.
That's smart.
Bills Dolphins.
That's a really cool thing to do. You know, positive reinforcement, all that stuff. I got to be honest with you. I've had this game as a loss. Nothing changes my mind yet. You know, Miami did what they were supposed to do. They blew out Houston. And the Bills held serve, which I thought they would do. And the Bills are still not functioning at a high level on offense, or is Miami showing signs that, you know, they're coming back? I'm going to leave it as a Miami win at this point. Let's see what happens the next couple games.
Bills, Bears up next. A Chicago team that their defense is so bad.
Oh,
every single number from yards, points. They're giving up an average of 3 points per drive.
That's not good.
If you get the ball 10 times, you can expect 30 points.
Yeah.
That's worst in the NFL. Yards per drive is over 3.
Yeah.
Bills, Bears, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I don't, you know, they should win. Yeah, I'll take a win. You just got to make sure Justin Fields doesn't go nuts, but you just pointed it out. The Bears defense made the Jets offense look like gangbusters the other day. So I will, and they've traded away their better players on defense because they were tearing things down and building. So I don't see the Bears pulling the upset. I'll take a Bills victory.
Bills win. Monday Night Football. The Bengals are a great team to look to when it comes to the Bills. The Bengals had their really rough stretch.
Yep.
The start of the season. How do they look now? Unstoppable on offense. They are humming, even without Ja'Marr Chase in the lineup on a regular basis. So, Bills, Bengals, Monday Night Football, depending on how the Bengals play against the Chiefs and down the stretch, like this game could be for seeding for sure.
Yeah.
How high could the seed be? I mean, there could be one seed implications in this game on Monday night, January 2nd in Cincinnati. Going to be cold.
Yeah, and they're scheduled. I'm just looking at their schedule. They got KC, then they got the Browns, although that's with Deshaun Watson. We'll see what happens. Tampa, they go to Tampa, they go to New England, and then they host the Bills, and then they play Baltimore to finish the season out. Yeah, I caught some of their game against the Titans, and I thought, you know, I was impressed. They made some key plays when they had to, made some big throws when they had to, and, big penalty at the end of the game cost the Titans, thankfully. I'm actually going to flip this around and give the Bills a win in Cincinnati. I think I've been giving them a loss. I'm going to tell you that I think the Bills will be able to go in there and get a victory.
You ever heard the line, Mark Twain, the coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco?
Yeah, they used to talk about it when the Giants played at Candlestick all the time.
I went to, of course, like many of you out there, the Bills-Patriots game, one of the coldest games in NFL history. Coldest I think I've ever been in my entire life is a game in Cincinnati. December, Steelers, Bengals in 2000.
What the heck were you doing at a Steelers
college game? I had a college friend who lived in Columbus, and we just decided to go to the Bengals game.
Road trip, huh?
Yeah. It's right on the river.
Yeah.
Upper deck.
Ooh.
It's just the coldest I've ever been in my entire life. Because, you know, you're underdressed is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got a Bills win over Cincinnati, and that's good.
Yeah.
They might need that for the division because they have two losses to Miami here. They're going to have to get a game in front of Miami.
Yeah.
They close against the Patriots here in Buffalo.
Are you picking the Dolphins after this? Yeah, I think they'll win. I don't think the Bills might have something to play for, but I don't think the Patriots will. I think they'll not be alive in the wild card race by that point, so I will take a Bills victory.
It's 13-4. Only one loss left, and that's the Dolphins, right?
Yes.
The Dolphins sit here right now at 7-3.
Yeah.
Can they lose two games?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. If they beat the Bills but lose two others, that can be...
Could even be the next two.
It could be San Francisco and the Chargers. Who do they play? Anybody else?
They play after the Bills. Green Bay at home, at New England, home Jets.
I don't like either one of those that much.
If they don't lose to both the Niners and the Chargers, maybe somehow they screw up one of those last two games.
Right, it's the division game.
You know
right?
who's really...
Maybe Belichick comes up with a way to stop them.
You got a feel for Sneaky Joe here about this 49ers-Dolphins game. It's kind of like your fraud bowl.
It's a fraud bowl.
And someone's got to be crowned as legit, or maybe you just declare them both frauds afterwards anyway.
No, I could. But the Niners are escaping that a little bit for me.
Yeah.
But I could go for a 9-6 49ers win in this game.
The Niners, have you seen their second half stats? They had the second half stats the Bills had for a while here defensively.
Yeah.
They've given up 7 points in the second half in the last like 3-4 weeks.
Yep. They're dealing with injuries now, though.
Yeah.
Elijah Mitchell is out 6 to 8 weeks. McCaffrey is dealing with an injury as well.
Here's your sneaky waiver wire pickup. They drafted a running back in the third round.
Tyrion Davis-Price is the name of that back.
What are you doing sharing that?
I mean, he already knows that.
I'm all over TDP. I got him.
TDP.
TDP.
Isn't that a vaccination? I feel like that's on the vaccination card.
What is it? That's the...
Tetanus, diphtheria, polio. Like, I feel like that's a...
Oh, I think there's
TDP on the vaccination cards.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know why that came into my head, but whatever. Hey, by the way.
No, it's TDAP.
TDAP.
Yeah,
okay.
TDAP.
I was missing a vowel.
Yeah.
That's what it was. No, I could have bought a vowel. Anyway, hey, Titans and Eagles. So obviously you're pulling hard for your Titans this week, right? They got a big game against Philadelphia that, of course, they're going to show up and win because that's what they do against the better teams on their schedule.
I really want to bet the Jaguars to win that division. Their math is really hard. They probably got to win out. But they do have, I think they have two games left against the Titans.
The Jaguars do, including the last game of the season.
So what are the odds on that would be?
Last game of the season in Jacksonville. That'd be pretty funny if that was for the division.
It would take a lot for that to happen. You could probably use a Titans loss this week. But right now, the Jaguars are plus 600 to win their division. For comparison, the Jets are plus 1,000. And they are a game back, technically. So, you know, among underdogs, it's actually not that bad. The Cowboys are plus 300. They're in second place. Yeah, I wouldn't declare the AFC South over. I could see the Jags going on a little run here.
Pick the Bills. Brought to you by Admar Construction Equipment and Supplies. Equipment you need when you need it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.